Welcome to this episode of Leaders Building Bandwidth. You are in the right place if you are a manager and you've taken my What Type of Manager Are You quiz. And if you haven't done so yet, head to my show notes and there will be a link there for you to take the quiz. It only takes 2 minutes and it's a powerful tool that will really change your life. I wanted to keep the conversation going in the easiest possible way for you. And so I thought this would be a really good way to keep talking about the topic, give you more resources, and make it super exclusive only for you who have taken the quiz. So we don't know each other yet, but I know two things about you. Number one, you are likely to be a manager or aspiring manager. Number two, you are curious and open to be the best version of yourself. And if you're completely new to my work, I am Rosalie Audouin, although all my friends call me Roz. I'm an executive coach and business consultant. I've built a successful consultancy over the past decade. I've worked with thousands of leaders to help them go to the next level in their career and their personal lives. I coach executives in 3 executive education programs at London School of Economics, which is a London-based Ivy League school, if you're not from London. I also coach executive women in a Women in Leadership program sponsored by Santander Bank. And I've coached leaders in really well-known organizations like UNICEF, Merck, I mentioned Santander, PlayStation, Sony, HarperCollins Publishers, Telefonica, Movistar, BioTissue, Gallagher, Sanofi, and Moonpig. So I've built a company with a team of amazing coaches, and we go into organizations and we coach other leaders. All this to say that I know a thing or two about helping leaders getting ahead in life. Now, here's why I developed this quiz. Many organizations pay us the big buck to work with their leaders, with their senior leaders, with their board of directors. But we really noticed that managers at every level needed support. Most managers get the job because they get a promotion based on their technical skills, their technical abilities, or someone recognizes some leadership skills in them. They've demonstrated how amazing they are. But what is really needed for them to thrive is soft skills and leadership development. And I love to compare managing to being a pilot, right? Like, you wouldn't expect a pilot to fly a plane without all the required training, a co-pilot, the support from the control tower. Then why would you expect a manager to fly solo without any of the support that they need? Managers are hands down the most important asset inside of a company. They are responsible for completing tasks, meeting company goals. Most importantly, they're responsible for people, right? Everyone knows it. When you have a terrible manager, your life at work sucks. When you have a great manager, it doesn't even matter how bad the culture can be. If you have a great manager, you will enjoy your work. So that is really why we believe that empowering managers with this very specific information and tools and skills that they need is non-negotiable in every single organization. And I also confidently say that without a shadow of a doubt, that you don't become a great manager just by getting a degree, right? Like, I've coached hundreds of managers holding Ivy League diplomas who simply were not great leaders. They were not great at understanding how they're wired, and you know, they had no understanding of emotional intelligence and how their people are wired. So just because you have a degree, it doesn't make you a great manager, and it doesn't make you a great leader either. And just like you learn how to be a great parent on the go based on the child that you happen to have, right? Your experience will be shaped by your perspective, how you see yourself, how you see others, how you were raised, the way that you see life, the traumas that you experience, they all shape the way that you view the world and your role as a manager. So you will need to become the best version of yourself in order to deal with leading people. By dealing with your insecurities and what we call wounds, you will build more bandwidth that you really need to lead others. So first you deal with yourself, and then you get a grip on your team, and then further on you will gain the visibility and the strategic insight to make a difference organizationally. What I'm trying to do here is to give you tools so that when you are faced with your team and when you're in situations at work, when you're having to deal with dynamics of what I call the manager sandwich, where you've got pressure from your boss and pressure and expectations from your team, that you're able to respond in a way that is effective for them, but most importantly, that is healthy for you. So going from competent manager to confident leader is a personal self-awareness and self-discovery journey. And this is why it all starts with a quiz. The more you know yourself, the better you'll be able to lead others. The more you understand how humans are wired, what stories you have around the different types of people, the better you'll be able to deal with others. And so these episodes will take you on a journey. They will be short and sweet. Really, my aim and my goal is to give you some really powerful tools that you won't get in other places in a succinct way that will really help you in your leadership journey. So welcome again, and I'm excited to have you here. Bye for now.